The meeting was well attended by residents of Garth, along with local MHKs Daphne Kane and Andrew Smith, representatives from the CareVi resistance group and former politicians. It was chaired by the captain of the parish of Lonnon, Stephen Carter, who took questions and comments from the floor. Most of the residents in attendance were against the proposal from Ørsted, saying it would ruin the view over the sea, Laxey would no longer be a seaside destination, as well as worries that Ørsted is in financial difficulty. There were also concerns raised about the lack of benefits for residents, including not keeping enough of the energy generated by the turbines, and a paltry community fund of £1 million a year to go towards local projects. This resident believed it's insanity that the government would consider the plan.
I was concerned primarily at the fact that the Isle of Man as an independent state was going to allow another country, a Danish company, representing effectively the UK national grid, to build a wind farm in our territorial waters. And I don't believe there's anywhere else in the world where a country, a sovereign state, has allowed another sovereign state to build such a structure in their territorial waters for all of the energy to go to that other state. It seems bizarre and mad to me.
And what would you like to see from the meeting? Are you going to reply to the public consultation yourself?
I've already put some presentations forward, but we will do. I'm just concerned because, as I said at the meeting here, I have previous experience with a project off the Jurassic Coast in Dorset, which is also UNESCO World Heritage Coastline. And that was prevented from going ahead. Far smaller turbines and far fewer, and they were 9 miles offshore. But we had every town and city council, every Chamber of Trade, the RSPB, the National Trust, loads of marine charities, all against the project. And it was turned down by the UK government because of the visual impact and the ruination for the tourist trade. And in the Bournemouth and Poole area, they estimated that the loss to tourism would be between £2 and 3 billion.
However, three residents in attendance were in support of the proposal. One resident during the meeting said that due to its nature, more people against the proposal would be inclined to go, to which Chair of Garth Commissioner Stan Ryzak said the board had received letters both in support and against the wind farm from those who couldn't attend. The resident also believed that Ørsted's financial woes are due to the US President Donald Trump pulling the plug on a wind farm off the coast of Rhode Island. This resident, also in favour of the proposal, said he went to earlier drop-in meetings and was disappointed at the turnout.
I wanted to see democracy in action, to see both the commissioners and hopefully our elected representatives listen to the views of at least some of the constituents.
And you were one of the three people that put their hands up to say they were in favour of the proposal. Why are you in favour of it?
I'm in favour because I'm deeply concerned over the issues of the climate change, the result of greenhouse gas emissions, and the biodiversity loss crises. There is no perfect solution, but we have to take a responsibility as a nation and our place internationally to tackle these really important issues of our time. And it's really disappointing that the opponents of so many of the projects that are put forward of our government don't actually come forward with viable, feasible solutions. It's easy to criticise, much harder to actually put forward positive solutions.
The owner of the Mountain View Innovation Centre, David Doricott, said he has been using solar power for 8 years, but it has its flaws. He added that if the proposals went ahead, there would be a massive impact on the island, but there'd be few benefits to locals. As part of the scheme, Ørsted says it will be exploring opportunities to supply the island with energy and provide a community fund of £1.5 million for 15 years. It also claims it can deliver lifetime financial benefits of up to £2 billion. Mr. Doricott says despite the flaws he's experienced running his business, he believes renewable energy is an important part of the energy production mix.
Well, yes, energy is really important to all of us, but how we generate it can lead us into a place of huge vulnerability. The problem with the current Ørsted proposals is that it's got massive impact, and yet it's not really for us on the Isle of Man. Most of the energy planned to be shipped to the UK, and yet we are compromising our visual estate, our seabed and navigation estate, and most especially our tourist industry.
And you also mentioned that you at the Innovation Centre have solar panels yourself. So how have you found that going and what have you learned from that experience?
Renewable energy is a really important part of our energy mix. But solar, just like wind, is only there when the sun shines. Wind is only there when the wind blows. The unfortunate thing about most renewable energies in use at the moment are that they are intermittent. Wind doesn't blow, the sun doesn't shine, or it's night. And so we have to start looking at mixed of energy in order to get true energy security. And one of my grave concerns about the publicity for the Moore Vannin scheme is that it's been touted as helping the Isle of Man's energy security. It does the exact opposite.
Chair of Gulf Commissioner Stan Rysak said he was pleased at the number of people who turned up to share their views about the application. He added that the local authorities' next steps would be to collect what was said at the meeting and compile a response to the application.
I think the meeting went very well. I think there was a lot of concerns over what's happening on that east coast of the island. And one of the biggest concerns, I think, is they keep talking about off Mackled Head, the wind farm off Mackled Head. It is quite obvious it's not just Mackled Head. It goes right down to Onchan. So if that's the case, it's the whole east coast of our island. It will have a massive impact on that. And I think the meeting did fantastically well. Some people for, some people against. A majority, by the sounds of it, were against. There were some good points made, some points about financials, some points about environment, and how obviously we have to have renewable energy, whether it's just one wind farm, a huge wind farm, or other different types of renewable energy. I think it makes a lot of sense.
And how are you going to use these views then going forward? Obviously, you guys called the meeting to inform your opinion for the consultation and for when the application came to you guys. So what are you going to do now? What are your next steps?
Well, obviously, we'll take it back. We'll discuss what we thought the outcome of the meeting was. I think there was about 70 or 80 people voted against it, and about two or three voted for it, which were in favour. We've had a couple of emails coming to the office today in favour of it. We've also had a couple of emails in the office against it. So we'll discuss this in future meetings. When the planning application comes along, we'll obviously make a planning reference to our plans. But I think at the end of the day, I think it's getting our MHKs on board. It's a difficult situation to get the MHKs on board because obviously it's a very emotive subject.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.